Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Dean Richards now with entertainment news. Let's talk about Robert Duvall, Dean. You know what? You start going down the list of all the movies he's been in, and you realize that you kind of forgot what a long, great career he had.
Yeah, he made 80 films in his seven-decade-long career. He was nominated for 7 Academy Awards. He won only one of them. In 1984, for the movie Tender Mercies. But he is, you know, probably best known for movies like The Godfather and, of course, Apocalypse Now, from which we get this one of the most iconic lines ever spoken in motion pictures. Yeah, that's, you know, a famous scene with James Caan as Sonny Corleone in The Godfather. He was in To Kill a Mockingbird. It was one of his first in 1962. I mean, the list goes on and on. The great Santini, just one of the most incredible actors. I interviewed Robert Duvall just one time many years ago, and he was soft-spoken. He was even a little shy, just captivating. Couldn't be nicer, and he was 95 years old, leaving us over the weekend. It was just announced yesterday that he passed, but he actually died over the weekend at his home at 95 years old.
He had some great roles and great successes fairly recently. It wasn't that long ago, was it?
Well, he was. He had a supporting role. His last Oscar nomination was 10 years ago. For a supporting role in the movie called The Judge. He's kept busy, but never one for the spotlight, never one that wanted to be in the spotlight. If you get a chance today, go on YouTube or Instagram and look at a video that Kevin Costner posted. It's mostly visual, or I would have played it for you today, but it is... It's a video that Costner made when they were making the movie Open Spaces, and he is talking about the atmosphere that he set up for the actors when they were beginning to film this a classic movie. Kevin Costner would play music on the set to kind of get people in the mood. And you see Robert Duvall like really being like physically moved by hearing this music and being on the set. The movie Open Range, I think I said something else, but the movie was Open Range in 2003. One of the great Westerns. He was so good in Westerns.
Yes, he was. He won an Oscar for Tender Mercies,
Tender
too.
Tender Mercies, right.
And the other big entertainment world story today, Anderson Cooper leaving 60 Minutes. He was an occasional contributor. Do we know? I know he said something about spending more time with his family, but with the change in the management of CBS News, this is story is suspect as far as that being the reason. Yeah,
it's certainly very possible that he just all things at CBS are changing. There's a story this morning that Stephen Colbert was told by CBS to drop a guest. It was a senatorial guest. From the state of Texas, who was scheduled to be on Colbert's show, and CBS told him he could not do that interview. So, I mean, things are very definitely changing over at CBS, and maybe that's what is the cause of Anderson Cooper, taking a pass on being part of 60 Minutes, which has been a target of a lot of criticism. He officially is saying he wants to spend more time with his kids, who are now 3 and 4 years old. He has been on the show. I was shocked to realize that it was 20 years that he's been a contributor. on 60 Minutes. But he will continue as one of the anchors on CNN, where he's been for quite a long time. It says that being on 60 Minutes was one of the great honors of his career.
Yeah, the guest that Colbert wanted to have on was a Texas Democratic state representative. CBS cited concerns regarding FCC equal time rules.
Right.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, what's Dennis Quaid up to these days?
Dennis Quaid is starring in a sequel to a movie that he starred in several years ago, the movie called I Can Only Imagine. It was the story of a contemporary Christian music performer, Bart Millard, a story of his life and his mega song, I Can Only Imagine. The movie was fairly successful. It's difficult for the so-called faith-based movies to break through in the mainstream box office. But we sat down and talked with Dennis Quaid and also the producer of the film, Andrew Irwin, about how that is changing and how faith-based films now are making their way into the mainstream box office. Yeah, there have been lots of them, not only movies, but this series called The Chosen, which they kind of converted into a full-length motion picture. The series itself is one of the most popular in the world right now, the story of Jesus Christ. This movie, I Can Only Imagine 2, will be in theaters starting on Friday.
We are still talking about Bad Bunny and the Super Bowl halftime show. Well, at least
goodness.
The FCC is still talking about
well,
it.
Well, I think the FCC is even done with it now, finally. You know, there were lots of critics of the A Bad Bunny show who said that it violated community standards, that it was obscene, that the language was obscene, that the gestures were obscene. They called for an FCC investigation into the whole thing, and the FCC has made its determination on it. They examined it all and said that the Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime show did not violate applicable decency regulations. That apparently there are lyrics to Bad Bunny songs, which are R-rated, you know, and maybe even beyond. That's his music. But the versions that they did on television, they cleaned up to make it more TV-friendly. So the FCC said the Bad Bunny show was okay in their eyes, and I guess that's it on the Bad Bunny. Until somebody else finds some reason to criticize this whole thing.
They were probably going to examine the Kid Rock performance, but nobody could understand what he was saying. Whereas with Bad Bunny, at least they could get a translator who knew Spanish.
Yeah, get a Google Translate on the whole thing. Yeah. Still, very interestingly, I mean, for the TV ratings for the show, the halftime show, the Bad Bunny halftime show, outpaced the actual game itself. Not so surprising, because the game was so boring.
Yeah.
But the halftime show got 128.2 million people, and the YouTube version of the halftime show is still getting views. As of this morning,
not surprised.
It was at 100 million views and growing all of the time.
Finally, we have a story here, and I guess it's not just old baseball cards that are valuable, huh?
Yeah, someone's going to have to explain this whole thing to me, because I don't exactly understand how any kind of card of any kind can sell at auction for $16.5 million. But that's what happened with a professional sports authenticator 10-graded Pikachu Illustrator card. It's now become the most expensive Pokemon card that has ever been sold. Guinness Book of World Records was there to verify the purchase. The card was sold to a guy named AJ Scaramucci, who I would like to be best friends with now, if possible. Apparently, he's got plenty of money to spend. They put the card around his neck. It was like in a little 75,000 diamond-crusted frame He purchased the whole thing. 16 and a half million dollars. Logan Paul bought this card for $5.2 million, and it's said to be one of a kind. It's graded by this professional sports authenticator organization for its perfectly rounded edges, sharp focus, and original gloss. I don't know anything about Pokemon cards or Pikachu Illustrator cards, but apparently it's a really big deal to go for $16 million. I used to just get the baseball cards for the gum. I used to like the gum with the white powder on it.
Oh, yeah, it was like sometimes if the card was, if the pack had been there for a long time, it was kind of hard to break it. It was like cardboard.
Yeah, but yeah.
It tasted good.
The gum was like a glass at that point, but to cut the inside of your mouth. Also, by the way, just while we were talking here, I just got the email seconds ago. Santana and the Doobie Brothers are going to be at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park June 13th. Pre-sale for tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock. General ticket sales go on sale Friday.
That'll be a good show. I saw Santana at Ravinia. Great concert. I think I heard that your flight is boarding there, Dean.
I don't know what's
better
going
get
on.
Going.
I think the fries are ready or something. I don't know.
Talk to you
tomorrow. A lot going on in the background today.